This is the room of Warsaw Packaging. Please stop and stand so that you have your back to the entrance. In front of you is one of the very few exhibitions of this kind in Poland. More than 150 examples of packaging that once contained foodstuffs, cosmetics, alcoholic drinks and chemical products form a diverse and colourful constellation. The oldest items date from the turn of the 19th century and the newest from just a few years ago. Most of them come from the interwar period. I should point out to you that it's best to view the exhibits from the side closer to the walls. The labels describing the objects can be seen from the aisle between the showcases. And now, let's have a closer look at some of the items on display. Please head to the right and have a look at the top row of exhibits. You'll see the largest object in this section of the exhibition, a red tin with a green label, and the name of the company, Krajowa Hutownia Herbaty, which translates as National Tea Wholesaler. To the right of that, there's a cylindrical tin with labelling in two languages, Russian and Polish. It's one of the oldest items in that room, manufactured when Warsaw was still within the Russian partition. It held sweets produced in Franciszek Anczewski's steam confectionery factory. Nearby, there's a blue and white tin featuring a view of Warsaw. It contains sweets from E. Wedel, one of the oldest confectionery companies in Poland. The tin is one of the three highlight items in the room, and it's the only item of pre-war confectionery packaging adorned with a view of Warsaw. To the left, a bit lower down, you'll see a brown cardboard box with a Star of David on it. The label reads, Zakład Zaopatrywania Żelnicze Żydowskie Warszawie Marmalada. The box contained a sweet fruit preserve coming from the Warsaw Jewish Ghetto Provisioning Department. This item of packaging reminds us of the tragic history of Warsaw Jews. On the left, slightly higher up, there's another of the highlight items. A bottle from the Haberbusch and Schiele Brewery. And as you can see, there's a residue of unidentified liquid at the bottom. Now please head to the left and make your way round both rows of the showcases, then stop in front of the second one. If you look at the second row from the top, on the right-hand side, you'll see the third of the highlight objects in the room, a cigarette packet. The brand it held was VUZET. The initials stand for Vuk Zakod, East-West route, and it dates from the early 1950s. The image, presented in simple strokes, depicts the first flagship infrastructure project from the early post-war period, a major road transport artery known as the VUZET route. Now, please head to the left. On the bottom shelf, you'll see a white container with a metal lid. You've already seen packaging in the form of tins and boxes. What you're looking at now, though, is something less typical. Made of china from the Chmielew porcelain factory, this churn-like container was produced for Carol Hennenberg's dairy. It dates from before the First World War. We have information in Polish and Russian that it contained the hygienic milk coming from tuberculosis-free cows. And now, please feel free to explore this exhibition on your own. When you're ready, please stand with the windows behind you, then go up the two steps to the right, and that'll bring you to the stairwell. Once you're there, please head up to the next floor.